happy holidays to you all. This is the beginning of Advent season. In Advent wreath, with Advent candles, it's a tradition that helps Christians focus the attention on the coming of Christ at Bethlehem and at the close of history. As Advent is the beginning of the liturgical year, this season may be used to retell the biblical stories of the life of Jesus Christ. This morning, we're going to focus on hope. Today is the beginning of Advent, the preparation time for celebrating Christ's birth. We are here because God's promises to our ancestors came true when Jesus was born. God's promise is kept each Sunday when we worship because Christ is in our midst. God will keep the promise to come again in glory. And the scripture this morning will be read from Isaiah 60:2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Right now we're going to ask that deacon and deaconess would come and light the candle for Advent. And it looks like the lighter is missing.
It's up there. It's on the roof.
Okay. They said it's there. Good morning. And while they're coming to light it, we light this candle. Any purple one? We light this candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into this world. With the coming of this light, there is hope. Because of Christ, we not only have hope, but we believe that good is stronger than evil. God wants us to work for good in this world. Once we light the candle, we'll have prayer by Deacon Taylor. Y'all bear with us. The wind is blowing this morning. The candle don't want to stay lit. Deacon Taylor, if you will please bless the Advent wreath, sir.
Oh, God, now, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Heavenly Father, thanking you for allowing us to come into this holiday season once again. Yes. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your love and understanding, your forgiveness, and all that you've given us over these years.
Yes.
We ask you, Heavenly Father, it will be thy will. Continue to keep us in the cradle of thy hands, Heavenly Father. Keep us from harm and danger.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you, Heavenly Father, this morning to bless this Advent wreath, mm-hmm. that it might glorify thee.
Yes.
These and all the things we ask in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh God, we thank you that Jesus brought hope into our world by the good news of the Bible you are still bringing hope to people. Mm-hmm. Help us to be ready to welcome Jesus Christ so that we may think good thoughts and do good deeds, and so that we may be a people of hope in our world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We'll now have a hymn by the praise team, after which Minister Cook will come and give us a prayer, and then the praise team will render a couple of songs, and then yours truly will come back to bring the word. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us look to the heavens where our Father sits and go to Him in prayer. Father God, Holy One, we come unto You, Lord, giving You honor and glory, magnifying Your holy name. For Lord, You are the great I Am,
yes,
the magnificent and holy One, the creator of all things, the one who takes care of all things. We come to You, Father, asking You to look down upon us. Let Your mighty hand come down to us. Father, we ask You to go forth, touch the homeless, touch the widows, touch us, Lord, touch the fatherless. Send someone by their way, O Lord, to give them what they need. Let whom You send be obedient and give what You ask of them. Father, we ask You during this time of uncertainty that You give us calmness, give us peace, and give us joy, knowing, Lord, that all things are in Your hand and nothing shall happen that You don't want to happen. And we thank You. Father, we ask You, touch the homeless. Give them shelter. Give them food to eat.
Yes.
Bless them, Father, in a mighty way.
Yes,
Father, those that have done deeds and have been incarcerated, we ask You, Father, to send someone by their way, to speak a word unto them, Lord, that it might pierce their heart, Lord, touch them in a great and mighty way, that it will change them, that they in turn, Lord, shall seek You out, shall be what You have called them to be and do as You will have them to be. Father God, we ask You in the name of Jesus, those that are out among this world that don't seek You, don't believe in You, place a miracle upon their way, that they will see that You are God, that You are the only God, that all these little gods that we have in our lives mean nothing, but You are the mighty God. And we thank You. Father, we ask You to flow through every service, Lord, this day. We ask You, Lord, to touch every preacher, every minister, every evangelist, every apostle. Touch them all, Lord. Let them be humbled, Lord. Let them be the servant that You've called them to be, and let them themselves decrease, that You, Almighty God, might increase within them. The Lord, that Your words shall come forth through them in a mighty way, Lord. Father, we ask You to touch every choir, everyone singing, every musician, everyone partaking in a service.
Yeah.
Bless them, O Lord. And Lord, bless each and every person that attends Your service, whether it be in person, on Facebook, on YouTube, Lord, on the radio, wherever it may be, O Lord. Send a word of blessing unto their heart, Lord. For we are a crying and dying nation, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we need You, Lord, to help us and strengthen us, Lord, and turn these horrible things around, Lord, and we thank You. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that Your will shall always be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Yes, I won't let you fall. Amen. All you have to do is lean on him. Yes. Who loved him this morning? Yes. Yes. Theophilus saints, meaning one who loves God. Amen. Theophilus. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Dear Lord, I ask that you please send your precious Holy Spirit this morning. Let me decrease, Lord, and let it increase in me. Dear Lord, I ask that you please just let your word touch and go from heart to heart and from breast to breast. Dear Lord, I ask that someone might be delivered this morning. Lord, help me do your will and help me do it your way. And Lord, I just ask that you will just be pleased with the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. In Jesus' precious name, amen. This morning, before I get started, I'd like to give honor to God, who's always first in my life. Honor to my pastor and his first lady in their absence. I'd like to honor Bishop Cates. I see you. Minister Cook, I don't know if Minister Seawood is here this morning. She's not. Well, I still like to give her honor in her absence. And my first lady, Ponzella. Yes. To my parents, God couldn't have blessed me with any better parents. To all those family and friends who came from near and far, I just want to thank you for coming out, for your support. Last but not least, Archer's Grove, you know I love you. Yes, I love you because you love the Lord. I'd like to say hello to all of those who's joining us on the phone line and on Facebook Live. Thank you for worshiping with us this morning. Yes. And with this morning being a beginning of Advent season, I just want to let y'all know that the event of Advent is not Santa Claus is coming to town. Right. Amen? Right. I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but it's about the anticipation. The hope and the preparation for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the event of Advent is the birth of Christ. The greatest gift ever, over and above anything that we could have ever imagined. Amen? This morning, we're going to take our scripture from 1 Luke. If y'all go with me to 1 Luke. And we're going to come from, let's read a little bit. Let's start a chapter. Let's start at verse 13. Read through 15. It says, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord.'" This morning, I just simply call this Keep Hope Alive. Amen. We're going to go back just a little bit before baby Jesus. This was a time period when religious people were relying on the hope that the prophecies would soon be fulfilled, and that the Messiah would soon come. But while they anticipated the coming of our Savior, God had another miracle child on the way. Amen? You see, according to Dr. Luke, Jesus wasn't the only miracle baby that God had coming. You see, his cousin John was coming into this world also. Let's look at these miracles through the eyes of Dr. Luke. With his unique perspective, being that he was a Gentile. He was a physician, and he was the very first historian of the early church. Now, even though he didn't witness these things firsthand, he was very careful to accurately account each of these events. Amen? You see, Luke was Paul's traveling companion. He knew Jesus' mother, Mary. He knew Jesus' brother, James, and all the disciples. So he had an opportunity to personally interview each of them. Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts. Some refer to it as the Acts of the Apostles, which is the sequel of the Gospels. Being that he was right there in the midst of things, he could do it, and he could do it well. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
So you see, Dr. Luke wasn't just a medical doctor, people of God. Dr. Luke was our very own investigative reporter. Those of you who have your Bibles, let's see what Dr. Luke has to report to us this morning. We're going to go back. Y'all know I love to teach. So we're going to go back and start in 1 Luke in the first verse. We might have to cut across the field this morning, but we're going to do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Luke 1 and 1. And I'm reading from the NIV version this morning. Luke 1 and 1, it says, many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by, from the first, I'm sorry, by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. It said, with this in mind, since I myself carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. Who loves him? Nobody? Who loves him? Theophilus, the one who loves God. Amen? So that you may make known the certainty of the things that you have been taught.
Yes.
The Bible says that in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. Now, what the divisions was they were about 20,000 priests in the land. Okay? So David told him to divide the priests into divisions. 24 divisions of about 1,000 priests each. So each division served twice a year at the temple. Said his wife, Elizabeth, was a descendant of Aaron. Say both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly, it says. So it wasn't just an outward appearance, y'all. They served God in their hearts. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And that's why the Bible calls them righteous in the sight of God. But the Bible says that but they were childless because Elizabeth was barren, mm-hmm. not able to conceive. Mm-hmm. Right. Amen? Mm-hmm. So this means from the time she was young, when they got married, they kept trying, they kept practicing and praying, but she was never able to conceive. So now, the Bible says, they were both very old. And they had gave up hope. They stopped practicing and they stopped praying. Because it was highly unlikely that they were going to have a child. Now, in the society where they live in Israel, it was a big disgrace for them not to have children. Okay? So they were disgraced and humiliated. But the Bible says, once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. Mm-hmm. Now they did this twice a day. And when they burned the incense, and they saw the smoke coming up out of the temple, everybody began to pray. Now the smoke coming up out of the temple represented their prayers ascending to the throne of God. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
It said, and when the time for burning incense came, all the assemblers worshiped. All the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Mm-hmm. Amen? Then I tell you. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to them. Mm-hmm. Well, appeared to him in the temple, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but that would have been time to burn the road up. You hear me? When Zechariah saw him, they said he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. Keep hope alive. Mm-hmm. Your wife will bear a son,
mm-hmm.
and you are to call him John.
Yes.
John means the Lord is gracious.
Mm-hmm.
He will be a joy and a delight to you,
mm-hmm.
and many will rejoice because of his birth.
Yes.
For he will be great in the sight of God.
Yes.
He's never to take wine or any other fermented drink. And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit before he's born.
Yes.
He will bring back many people of Israel to the Lord their God.
Yes.
Keep hope alive.
Yes.
And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah.
Yes.
Keep hope alive.
Yes.
To turn hearts of their parents to their children. Keep hope alive.
Yes.
And the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. Keep hope alive.
Yes.
To make people ready and prepared for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Keep hope alive.
Okay.
Now that's some good stuff now, y'all. But let me tell you, old doubtful Zechariah, he asked the angel, he said, how can I be sure of this?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm an old man. And my wife, she's well along in the years. The angel said to him, I and Gabriel, I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you the good news. But now, shut your mouth. Say no more. Zip your lips. Hush. You will be silenced and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come to pass. They will come true at their appointed time. Amen?
Amen.
If God said it, that settles it, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, keep hope alive. Meanwhile, The Bible says, meanwhile, the people were sitting waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. Now, I guarantee you, Zechariah anticipated the birth of this son for more than one reason. You know, one thing, they've been waiting on the child for a very long time. But the other is, he couldn't talk. His lips were zipped shut. Amen? The Bible says, when the time of his service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and said for 5 months she remained in seclusion. Elizabeth said, "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown me favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Amen? See, God had finally taken away their humiliation and their hopelessness. Keep hope alive. Now, in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. He was a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Now, Mary was young. She was poor, and she was a female. Now, in the society of Israel, it would have seemed that Mary was least likely for the Lord to be any good or any use to the Lord. But let me tell you something. God used Mary to do one of the most important things ever in the history of this universe. You hear me? You can't be too young. You can't be too poor. You can't be too uneducated for the Lord to use you. When the Lord says it will happen, believe me, it's going to happen. Keep hope alive. Amen? It says that Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus." Jesus meaning the Lord saves. Amen? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father Jacob, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How would this be? Mary asked the angel, "Since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month. Amen? For no word from God will ever fail. Keep hope alive. No word from God will ever fail. Keep hope alive, y'all. No word from God will ever fail. Keep hope alive. If God said it, that settles it. Amen? "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be fulfilled." And it said, then the angel left her. Now see, Mary, she didn't doubt God. Amen? Nor did Elizabeth. But old Don Zechariah, I'll tell you, but let's don't be too hard on Zechariah this morning. Because you see, God did the exact same thing for Abraham and Sarah. Sarah was barren. Her and Abraham had got old. They had quit praying and quit practicing. You hear me? But God's promise will come to pass. Hello? All you got to do is keep hope alive. But if you want to go back and read it, you can go back and look at Genesis 17 and 7, and you'll see Abraham, he doubted God when he was told that he was going to have a child. You'll see in Genesis 18, I think it's verses 9 through 15, you'll see that Sarah, she doubted God when she was told that she was going to have a child. Matter of fact, Sarah laughed at it. She thought it was funny. There ain't no way. But guess what? God's promise will come to pass. Let's just keep hope alive. Amen? The Bible says that at that time, Mary got ready and hurried into a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. They said when Elizabeth heard Mary's greet, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believes the Lord will fulfill her promises. Keep hope alive. But if you scroll down to verse 56, it says that Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months. Uh-huh. Now, according to my calculation, she was 6 months when she got there, right? Now, she just stayed with her about 3 months, right? So, I tell you what, let's deliver this baby so I can go get some chicken, amen? It says, the Bible says, when it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. So the neighbors and relatives heard the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared in her joy. You see, God had rescued her from her disgrace and humiliation. Amen? Keep hope alive. It says, on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. You see, in Israel, it's a custom that you name your child after the father, or at least somebody in the very immediate family. Amen? So, you know, Big Zach, Little Zach, Zach Jr., Zach the second, third, fourth, whatever, you know, that's the way it's supposed to go down. But it said his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be named John." Now, wait a minute now. You say to Zach, baby, and you want to name him after John? They said to her, "There's no one among your relatives with that name." So they went over to Zach. They made signs at Zach to find out what he wanted to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Amen? Yes. Immediately, his mouth was open, his tongue was set free, and he began to speak, praising God. Keep hope alive. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the countryside in Judea, people were talking about these things. Everyone who heard about it asked, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with them. But they tell me that his father, Zechariah, in verse 67, was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to prophesy. He said, "Praise be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. Keep hope alive. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, keep hope alive. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, keep hope alive. To rescue us from the hands of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. Keep hope alive. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord and prepare a way for him. Keep hope alive. To give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of his tender mercy of God. Keep hope alive. By which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to those who shine, to shine on those living in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Keep hope alive. And it said, and the Bible says, he grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he publicly appeared in Israel. Now you see, John's role was to keep hope alive, people, and to encourage the people to turn away from sin and to turn back to God. Now you see, God has commissioned us to do the very same thing. He wants us to keep hope alive. He wants us to encourage people to turn away from sin and to turn back to God. You see, Jesus is, was, and always will be our all in all, and the very reason that we can keep hope alive. You understand? Come on, fella. Let's take him out of here. Let's take him out of here. Yes, sir. He always will be. And I would just like to find out if there's anyone that don't know Jesus this morning. Anyone that don't know him, don't know the free will pardon of your sins. If there be one, I ask that you please just come on down. Just come on down this morning. Let us lead you to Christ. Yes. Let us lead you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for what you put in our hearts this morning to give to people. Dear Lord, we hope that someone has been delivered this morning. Lord, we hope that you touch somebody, dear Lord. But we know that you said your word would not go and come back void, oh Lord. And we just thank you for it. Dear Lord, we thank you for all those that came out and worshiped with us this day. Those on Facebook Live, those on the telephone lines, we thank you for them all. And we just thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, dear Lord. And I'd just like to say that I just like to say I hope that the Holy Spirit would just rest, rule, and abide with you here for now and forever. And let the redeemed say, amen. 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 Brother Slim, take him to the house. Oh, we're gonna go get that chick.
Give the preacher a hand. He delivered a wonderful message. Let me tell you what he was talking about. One.